90 about Simcha. It's on the pasuk of Chaf Gimel Beis. Dalav Itzov V'Amartalei Moed Hashem Shatikos Mekray Kodesh V'Moadoi, and it talks about the inyan of Avodah and Simcha. So the Kuzari here is responding. The Chaver is responding to Kuzari, who asked him if the Jews are so spiritual, why aren't they in monasteries and so on? There's not enough people that divorce themselves from life and spend a life in solitude, sort of a monastic type of lifestyle. Amar Chava, HaTorah Elokis Lo Yavidistana B'Sigufim. The Torah, the definition of Torah is not something which gave us self-mortification as a Mahalach Navodas Hashem. Kim Limaretonu es Hamida Hanechoina. What the Torah gives us is the appropriate proportion. B'tzifso Leinu, Loses Echol Koyach Mikoyches HaNefesh V'Aguf as HaChelek HaMegil LeTzedek. It tells us to give every part of our nefesh and guf that which it should have. In other words, every single part, a person has different parts of his self, of his person. Each and every one of these parts are need to express themselves appropriately in a way that they balance against each other, and that creates a true Adam HaSholem. It's said many times before that in something which is not a shleimus, you can have an extreme. So if I need, let's say, a meter length of cloth, and someone gives me 10 meters, there's no harm in that. I cut off the meter that I need, and that's fine. There's the Kalanik Mor B'chama Sayimana. On the other hand, if I tell you that somebody who's 6 foot tall is good looking, so I come along with a Kavuchayim and I say, well, if he's 8.5 feet, he would be phenomenally good looking, that's not true because it's out of proportion to everything else in his body, just our body's not made for that type of proportion. So a Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, a person who's extremely devoted and pious and very, very, very strongly connected to Baruch Hu, but you can't get a nickel out of him, you can't get a favor out of him, he's not nice, he's not friendly, he's not warm, that's lacking, it's a deficiency. And sometimes it's the extreme of one that creates a deficiency in the other. You say, if you're so pious and so dedicated to God and so on and so forth, well, with what happened to everything else? On the other hand, somebody's very friendly and warm and huggy and so on, but he's a glutton and he's got no self-discipline and he's doing this and that, we also see it as chisaron. And sometimes we say, well, if you're such a giving good person, if it's spiritual, why are you so coarse and physical and so on? So he says, the Torah wanted us to give each and every koach what it deserves. And without preferring one over the other. Preferring one koach tends to neglect the other koach. Adam anotas at koach ha-taiva. A person, for instance, who's very, very into taiva, nechash bo koach ha-mashava, then his ability for machshava, for thought, is weakened. Lehefech, v'chein kol anoit letzad ha-nitzuach. A person who likes to fight and argue, and you know, in the other way around, he's very vibrant when it comes to seichel tikkun stuff. But nechash b'tzaracha. Oyrech hatzom, eino eif avodas lekim etz adam asher tavoyse ma'atos v'guf v'cholosh. A person who's physically kind of weak and frail, and he's sort of apathetic, and you know, he's got a very weak personality. Having him fast tanesim is not adding something positive to him. The hefech, a person that needs to strengthen his guf. A person who has the money and the ability, if the person doesn't spend any of it, the person does something, that's also lav dafka good mida. In other words, you see someone as a person who's frugal and he has limited means and he lives within the means, that's a big mida. Sometimes the other person has the ability and his frugality is almost something in it about so attached to his money that he can't let go of it. No seicheldika, no proportion in seichel between what he has and what he can spend. That's not a midah toiva for that person. So it says the person has it without having to overwork for it. So a person who has to keep pursuing luxuries at the expense of Avodas Hashem, so that's bad. A person who has it and can coming in easily, spending it appropriately is not wrong. If he has children that need to be taken care of, or he does good things with his money. So there's a balance that we need to ask ourselves, what is appropriate to this person? I once saw a cute incident. There was a Yid, Reb Shalom Eisen, who used to look at the Lovim and Esrogim in Eretz Yisrael. Yishalmi Yid. Yishalmi have a certain, a common horse sense about things. And Reb Shalom Eisen was a place who was known for his Lovim and Esrogim. And one day, one of the people standing in the line is a Gera Chassid, who is big, tall, heavy, just kind of massive. And he has a lulav that is kind of, let's call it petite, tiny. So Meis takes the lulav, measures it, it has the full shit, even has the big chazanish shit. So he looks at him, looks at his lulav, and he says, listen, halachically, this lulav is 1,000 kosher. But he says, things in life need some proportion. He said, you need a lulav. He cut the size for you. He said, this is not a lulav for you. But at any rate, a person needs to understand that midos, the word midos means size. Midos tovas are not objective standards, X amount of smiles and X amount of fasting and X amount of self-constraint. It really, really needs to fit on the person and be proportioned to each other. So, the first point he says is, you're asking me that we should be much more monastic. Monasticism in itself, we don't see as the mother of all virtues. One. Then he says, if you want to ask me what is the proportion, the all-encompassing proportion of Yiddishkeit, let me tell you this. Kol shel davar, shloishem yesedes avodas Elokei Peter Seinu. There's a tripod of three yesodos. Hayira, ha'ava, v'simcha. Fear, or awe, love, and simcha. Hiskarev el lekechem halachs meilu. Get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu using each and every one of them. Let's describe what this tripod is. Whenever you have an assemblage of a bunch of middos, you want to ask yourself, what's the role of each one? So let's take an example. Since we're talking, these middos that we're talking about are reflections on a relationship. So there are some people that I greatly admire and like, I'm drawn to them. They're witty, they're smart, they're interesting, and I feel drawn to them. I like to be in their presence. I like to enjoy their wisdom, their kindness, whatever it is about the person that makes me drawn to him. Yeah, that's one. There are people who I hold in great esteem, who I am in awe of, and in a sense, it's a little bit overwhelming to be in their presence. The person is a goyin olam, everything's on his fingertips. I'm sort of scared. I feel when I'm in his presence, I feel kind of inadequate and small and so on and so forth. These are two middos. So really, I try to avoid him. I try to avoid him not because I think bedev and whatever it is, but I become much, much smaller in his presence. That's Ava and Yira Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of all that is good and wise that's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am overwhelmed by it and feel insignificant to the point of non-existence, and that's Yira. What's Simcha? So let's understand where Simcha comes in. And in a certain sense, Simcha is the actual, maybe the most significant part of it. There are relationships. Let's take that Adam Gadol. There are relationships. I'm drawn to that person. Let's make him into a Rebbe figure. So I'm drawn to the person. I'm awed by the person. I don't feel, though, that the relationship itself, I get a lot from it, but it doesn't become me in that sense because I can't connect and so on. Or it's not something that's important to me. So let's say music is something I enjoy, but it's not me. So I hear this tremendously talented musician, and it's very inspiring. I like it, and so on and so forth. I can't say that I feel any shleimus with it. On the other hand, let's take the primary, the place where we find the most concept of simcha, marriage. When I find the person I want to marry and I marry them, I feel accomplished. When I get the job that I feel is the right job for me, it's the one that fits me and who I am and what I am, I feel a tremendous sense of accomplishment. I feel simcha is the sense of being accomplished. So a person could have avenir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he can feel it's not for me. It's not me. It's not giving me a shleimus. When a person feels that this is him, and he's become a different person and found his self in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chon nagilav nismecha bach, where we rejoice in you. That, in a certain sense, is the shleimus of it. And that's why simcha is so important in the mitzvah, because as long as mitzvahs are perceived as something outside, let's take an example. I hear a gemara shir by somebody brilliant, and I really, really like it. But I recognize I'm not a gemara person, I don't have a gemara cup, and learning is not for me, and so on. I don't get that sense of simcha. But if I see myself as being a Talmud Chacham, and I internalize a good shir, a good svara, it becomes part of me. Simcha in the world of mitzvahs is maybe the most critical piece of it, because it's telling me that this is me, not something that I happen to bump into on the road. And then he says, Yiskar v'lakechol asmeilu, come closer as spoken each and every one of these midos. Yira, av, and simcha. V'ochin, he says, and you'll find, v'chni'oscho b'me'atainis, when you're humbled in the day of atainis, le'tikra v'laloika yuise, ma'asha v'simchos v'shavos yantovim. You will not come closer to Baruch Hu more than a simcha and Shabbos and Yantim. And let me explain why that is. First of all, people like being happy. And if their only experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Kippur, so they believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they know that, you know, there's a Gehenim and so on and so forth, but it doesn't have staying power. Nobody wants to be miserable most of his life, so that's not good. But it's more than that. The simcha is something that made you feel, internalize yourself, that this is you. This is where you found yourself. This is where you've realized yourself. This is where you've gotten your shleimus. And that's why anything that's you, the etzim, has tremendous staying power. And he says, this is a very, very critical piece. Let's discuss this. When you have a sometimes you're in a bad mood and you come to an environment that's levitic, nice, people are dancing, jumping, it's like a Purim. So, okay, so you also become, quote unquote, happy like everyone else. But that simcha is meaningless. So you're in a good mood, but that mood is not because you thought about something and realized something and it became you. It's because moods are affected right around. The Gemara says, and I mean, you see it in Bechush, when a baby cries, other babies in them start crying. So a mood can be infectious. But that's not the simcha we're talking about. But a person sits back and he thinks and he says, look around me. I heard from somebody last year at the yeshiva's alumni gathering. Somebody said something really, really meaningful. He said, you know, it's not easy and so on. He said, do you ever want to feel good about yourself and about Yiddishkeit? He said, sit down on a long train, bus trip next to somebody who has a phone with games that they're sitting and playing in aim games for hours at an end because they have nothing else to do with their time. And then feel very good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much more. You know, when you look around, and when a person thinks about it and says, you know, it's not easy to be a Yid, but what a life. It's so meaningful. We have so much, and we can do so much, and we live in a world of tremendous different values, and a simcha comes out of that. You know, if we were to daven Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Tov, the way it should be, when we start Shemoneh Esrei, Atam Chatonim Kol Amim, you chose us, Ahavta Yitzhon, Ritzisa Bonner, Antonim Kol Hashenes, Kidashem Tosecha, and so on. So a person say, you know, my life has meaning and value, and it's a world's way from the guy in the office that the only thing they could think of is the happy hour at the bar, the bowl game at the weekend, and some other endless meaningless activities. So if a person thinks, when he thinks about it, and a simcha comes from it, that's tremendous. Because just like tefillos need machshava kavana, kach gam simcha dvar loykai mitzvosoi simchava kavana. Simcha in mitzvahs also need machshava kavana. Leman tismach be mitzvah atzma, so that you be happy with the mitzvah, mitoich avoscha la mitzavah leha, because of the ava that you have for the one who is mitzavah you. So let's just flesh out the point that he's saying over here. Are you happy to get a cup of coffee for somebody? Well, sometimes not. The person is an annoying person. He's a nudnik and it just, or is your boss. That's one. Two, sometimes you feel fine about it because the chesed. Somebody, it's an older person, you can't get up and he's this or that. That's, you feel good about the chesed. And sometimes it's somebody you really like and you just enjoy doing something for them. And then it's a tremendous simcha. He says, "Leman tismach b'mitzvah atzma mitoich avos l'mitzvah lo." Because if you realize in each mitzvah somebody's being mitzvah you, and that's the one you're connecting to, you're going to be b'simcha. V'takem amoyed heitoch bo. And just as an aside anecdote, I once heard there was a very special yid in Yisrael named Chaim Brim. Yerushalayim. Chaim Brim was an interesting Kilayim, we'll call it, of Pir Chassid and the Litvisha. He was a Bayana Chassid, and he had learned by the Chasnish, the Briskarov, and he was a Miyeshiva sort of a figure. People would come to him for Chaburis, people would come to him for Vadim. He lived in Meisharm right next to Shtiblach, and he was that type of person, very Varmayid, big Talmud Chacham, very special person. So when my son came to him at his bar mitzvah, he told him, Chaim Brim told him that he once heard from Rav Volba. He said Rav Volba went to Friday Kibbutz to speak after the Six-Day War. He went with him. Rav Volba said that a mitzvah is mechaber, the mitzvah and the mitzvah. The one who commanded and the one who was commanded become one with the command itself. And the word in mitzvah, like the word seves, means attached. The Gemara says litzafsa, the mesav itzafsa. Tzafsa means together, companionship. In modern Ivrit, sevet is a crew, a staff, and so on. So Reb Chaim Brim told my son, twice in my life, I was zeichet to see somebody doing a maisa mitzvah where I felt that the mitzvah and the mitzvah became one through the mitzvah. One was the Siatna Rebbe at Nanduim. Siatna was one of the original Rebbeim. Beyan comes from a gezer called Rizhin, and Siatna was one of them. And Beyan was one of them. So Siatna Rebbe's Hoshainus, he felt that the mitzvah and the mitzvah became the mitzvah. And he once saw the Chazanish davening a mincha on a regular weekday. And he also saw that. It was kind of very, very, first of all, to stick those words on Chaznish, and he was making a point that Chaznish's weekday Shemin Esrei was an exercise in being mechubet to mitzvah. But he's saying here, the simcha in the mitzvah is because you recognize it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. The way as if somebody very, very important would call you and tap you on the shoulder and say, listen, I need you to do something for me. You're the person I can trust to get it done. And recognize how much good HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon you in this relationship, in these mitzvahs. And then he says something we don't realize. Well, for us, Yontif, we don't realize we don't have the main part of Yontif. Aliyah L'Regel is the main part of Yontif. Aliyah L'Regel means we come visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Liros, Liros, I'd like to get together 3 times a year. I miss you. So when you come together on Yom Tov, you come into Kadosh Baruch Hu's table. Uki'ilu basa lebeisai kikaru el shulchan manam. It's as if you come visit Kadosh Baruch Hu and you're invited to eat at the table. V'ten shevach hakach v'firu v'avcha. And be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus that you have. V'im tala lizuscha b'mitzvahs el madregas hazem v'rikut. And if your simcha rises to the point of singing and dancing, you lechagam elah b'desakim, that also comes as a kim, ve'afal yadam tedavim yaki, and they will also help you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he says the point over here is that your happiness becomes so big that it erupts into dancing. Meaning, very careful that an emotional outburst, it has to be coming from the inside. A person davens the Shemin Esrei and so on, and he feels the Atav Chatan, and then it erupts into singing and dancing, that's valuable, that's chashiv. And once there was the Varka, there was a Menachem Mendel Varka, who was very laconic and very, he was a throwback, I guess, to Kotsk. His name was for the Kotska, even though his father had moved away from Kotsk. His personality was very much controlled, laconic speech, not given to emotion, reason over emotion. And he said by Oz Yoshe Moshe, it says in Rashi, Oz Olo Machshavti. He thought about singing, so he sang. So he asked, well, you know, so the kash is obvious. What is Oz Olo Machshavti telling me? He sang, in fact. You know, when I say that somebody wanted to go in, you mean to usually conclude the sentence, and he didn't. But if somebody went, what do you mean he wanted to go? So what does it mean he thought about singing? He actually sang. So he said 3 words. He says, Kimoi, like the Pasik, Oz Olal Gadoisov. It says that the Yarden overflowed its banks. Whereas the word Olam means to overflow. His Machshava overflowed. Oz Yashem Moshe, Oz Olav Machshavta, he interpreted as when your perception of something overflows so that your regish can't contain it, that becomes real simcha. That's real lizus. Af gam dvarim elu le'masosam tosem yishish. But the Torah didn't give it over to everybody to make their own religion about it. Kim kava shiur kulo. The Torah gave some shiur for all of it. In other words, which days of the year are we supposed to be happy about and how to express it and so on, and Basel B'yayin. We couldn't create that proportion. So you can't just say, okay, you know, go do something with every part of yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who so the Torah gave certain guidelines, but the point is there is no one activity we can label as a religious activity, and that's it. It's a whole blend of different activities that balance each other that produces certain shleimus. Okay.